Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I went to Disney World during the Thanksgiving break with my grandparents, uncle, and cousins. I'll talk more about my trip later in the show. We're all ready for the holidays at my house. You can see our family Christmas tree on my Facebook page. In December, I have lots of book signings and media appearances coming up. Check out my website, kidchefeliana.com, for all the details. On Cool Kids Cook, we have an amazing lineup of guests, including Chef Jeff Goldfarb, the world's tallest chef according to the Guinness Book of World Records, Chef Dan Coudreau, the executive chef of McDonald's, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, world-famous pastry chef Gail Gann, Le Cordon Bleu, celebrity chef Jose Andres, celebrity chef Andrew Zimmern, and so much more. You won't want to miss these episodes. On December 8th, my mom is having a big holiday party, and I am doing a lot of cooking. Look for delicious party recipes in upcoming episodes of Cool Kids Cook. Well, that's a perfect segue for the introduction to our special guest. Now it's time for our interview with Aubrey Andres, author of the American Girl book Slumber Wonders. Miss Aubrey is also the author of a handful of activity books for American Girl, including Board No More Quiz Book, I Heart Art, and Math Plus Fashion Equals Fun. Miss Aubrey loved her time as the lifestyle editor of the award-winning American Girl magazine, where she specialized in crafts, recipes, parties, and games for tweens. Miss Aubrey now runs her own freelance writing business out of Chicago, while pondering which book to write next. Miss Aubrey, I'm so excited that you're a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Okay, I just want to warn my guy listeners that I might get a little girly here because I just love slumber parties. You created the awesome American Girl book, Slumber Wonders, which has themed slumber parties. Can you tell us about the book?
Sure. It's an activity book all about sleepovers, and it has games, crafts, and recipes for 8 different themed slumber parties. So there's a camping bash, which is all about bringing the outdoors inside, a petite party where everything is miniature, and a bunch more cute themed party ideas.
I know, I love the different themes that you have in the book.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And for those listeners outside of the United States, slumber parties are a very American pastime, and it's typically girls who do sleepovers in such a big way. Did you love slumber parties when you were a young girl? What kind of activities did you do at your parties?
Yes, I loved slumber parties when I was a girl. I would have a slumber party every year for my birthday party, and I think my favorite part was just planning it. And I would spend hours deciding on a theme, and then I would send out handmade invitations and make all the decorations and the treats. But my birthday's in January, so we would usually have to stay inside and stay warm by watching movies or playing with our American Girl dolls.
Well, I do slumber parties all the time. Whenever I invite my friends over for a party, it's always a slumber party. They're always sleeping over. So I have a spookover party, which is a Halloween sleepover. And then I have my cookies and cocoa party. Mm-hmm. And that one is... when in December, it's my Christmas party for my friends and I. So we have tons of parties.
Yeah, those are awesome theme ideas. I love those.
Well, thanks. When kids, especially girls, are putting together a slumber party, what advice do you have for planning invitations and being the perfect party host?
Well, that's a big question. I have a lot of advice. And there's a lot of good tips in Slumber Wonders, but I'll highlight just a few important things right now. So for planning, I'd say don't be afraid to ask for help, because planning a party is a really big undertaking. So if you can divide up the tasks and ask a parent or a sibling or a friend to take on one of those tasks, it will make your party planning go a lot more smoothly. And then also make sure there's plenty of room for whatever activities you've planned, like the crafts or the games or the food. And before the party starts, make sure your brother or sisters know whether or not they're invited to join in on the fun. And if you can, try to decorate the night before.
We always decorate.
Yeah, of course. And then when it comes to invitations, I always think that it's nice to mail them or hand deliver them to your guests versus bringing them to school just so other people don't feel left out. And then make sure you write on the invitation exactly what your guests need, like what they should wear and if they need to bring a sleeping bag and a pillow. And then finally, to be a great host, I say just to make sure that you're always aware of your guests' feelings. And, you know, it's your party. You want to make sure everyone has fun. So let's say you invited a girl from your gymnastics team who doesn't know all your friends from school, you know, make sure to introduce everyone to her right away and explain how you know each other, and then maybe tell one interesting thing about her and about everyone you're introducing her to. And if someone feels excluded during a game, make sure you go out of your way to include them, or maybe switch the game if it looks like everyone's not into it. And you can always ask your guests, you know, do you want to eat a snack or play another game? And if no one has a preference, you can just pick one. So you should always just be aware of what they're liking and what they're not liking.
Yes, and for my invitations, I gave them to my friends, and I'm having a One Direction Cookies and Cocoa slumber party for my friends, and I just love the band. And I gave them invitations that were these One Direction like dolls. They're really like, they're called like babushka dolls, like those like little Russian dolls, and there's like a special way you fold them. And we had, my mom drew their faces. She looked it up on the internet, and she drew their faces, and I colored them in. And so you just pull the little paper, and it all unfolds, and on the inside there's a picture, and there's a border, there's pickup time, what time the party starts, where it is, and everything.
That's awesome.
Even have a secret code that they have to remember to get inside.
Nice, that's a good touch.
So we're going to do all kinds of crafts and just sing their songs and play games. And what kinds of games are in your book?
There's a lot of different kinds of games. One of my favorite in Slumber Wonders is called Sweet Sprints, and it's from the Sweet Soiree Slumber Party, which is all about candy. And the game is actually played with candy, and it's a competition to see which team is fastest. So there are a few different relay ideas, like during the first relay, each team uses chopsticks to move gummy candies from one bowl to another bowl that's like 10 steps away. And during another relay, each team has to separate a big bag of multicolored candy by color as fast as they can. And I also like a game called Bedtime Story from the Glamma Pajama Party. And it's a good game to play when everyone's in their sleeping bags. And basically, you just pass around a stuffed animal. And each time it comes to you, you have to add one word to the story. So there's no winners or losers in that game. It's just about seeing how long and how silly your story can get.
That seems so fun. I want to play that. And I love Sweet Soiree Party. The candy carton, that craft, is so cool.
Thanks.
I've never made a carton of candy. And how fun would that be? You could even give away sections of the carton as party favors.
Definitely.
Then what are your favorite slumber party favors?
For favors, I really like the kind of favors that you can use during the party. So maybe there's a craft you'd like to do later in the night. So you put the supplies in each person's favor bag, or you give everyone a flashlight or a reusable water bottle or something that they can actually enjoy during your party.
We do that too. Like we usually have cups that match the theme of the party, and different things that they can actually use for the games.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Well, we don't snooze just yet because we have to take a little break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
It's almost showtime. Tune in to Curtain Call every week for the latest happenings from the world of theater. It's news and reviews, both on stage and behind the scenes. If you've ever wanted to be a stage actor, theater director, or work behind the scenes in production, this is the show for you. Your hosts have been there and done that, and will answer all of your questions right on the air. Listen for Curtain Call. Weekly performances are happening Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Aubrey Andrus, author of the American Girl book, Slumber Wonders. So, Miss Aubrey, now let's get to the food. Food is a big part of the party. In fact, I've designed this show around foods that would make great slumber party pairings. What kinds of foods are slumber party friendly? Do you have a personal favorite?
I do. I really like themed snack mixes because they're really easy to make and you can just set them out at your party and guests can take a handful whenever they're hungry. So I like to walk down the candy aisle or the cracker and cookie aisle at the grocery store and mix up some things that sound interesting. And I also like food that your guests can decorate and personalize, like cookies or cupcakes or pizza or ice cream, because then the eating becomes an activity too.
Now that is something we do too. For all my parties, we have my friends, we have them make the food. We have everything, like, it's kind of like a bar, and they put whatever they want. So one time we did a taco cupcake where it was in a ramekin, and you had all the stuff that would be inside the tortilla shell inside of the ramekin, and then we piped sour cream on top, so it looked like a cupcake, and then we had a grape tomato looked like a cherry.
That's awesome. I love that.
And we have them, one year we made pizza pot pies and we had them make their own pot pie. And we always have them do snacks. Like I actually have, later in my show, I have a snack mix called Holiday Moose Lunch. So they'll hear about that one later that maybe they'll use.
Definitely. Sounds delicious.
Now, Miss Aubrey, let's learn more about you. Can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Sure. Well, I've a lot of the recipe ideas I come up with, they have to be photographed. So if I've come up with an ice cream treat idea, there's always a potential for disaster at the photo shoot because the lights in the photo studios are really bright and really hot. So ice cream and whipped cream melts really quickly. And I've been at photo shoots for outside, you know, for outdoor parties and in really hot summer weather, and any kind of food will start melting and looking gross. So we usually just make sure we make a lot of extras and swap them out a lot.
Well, I had a food stylist on my show and a food photographer, and I can't remember which one, but one of them said that there was a special ice like in a special kind of thing when they're styling the food for ice cream, so that like it kind of looks really good when the ice cream is melted just a little bit, but then like the top of the ice cream is perfect.
Interesting. Yeah, I've learned some interesting things too. I once saw a food stylist use meringue cookies instead of whipped cream on top of a parfait, because then we didn't have to worry about the whipped cream melting because the meringue cookies are baked, you know, and they look like little peaks of whipped cream. So there's lots of tricks out there.
That's smart.
Yep.
Well, now let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Well, I'll eat almost anything, which is kind of funny because I used to be a really picky eater as a kid. But something interesting I've eaten is bone marrow when I was in Paris. And you literally scoop like a gel-like marrow out of an animal bone and spread it on bread. And it's kind of like butter. And it's really good.
So you would eat that again?
Yep. I actually just ordered it again a couple weeks ago at a restaurant in Chicago called the Purple Pig.
Well, maybe I'll try some.
It's good.
Something different, something new.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your favorite food to eat? What is your favorite dish to cook?
I've always really liked cheeseburgers because I was so picky as a kid, I would order a cheeseburger everywhere we went. So I'm kind of a connoisseur of cheeseburgers. So one of my favorites is served with a fried egg on top at a place called the Old Fashioned in Madison, Wisconsin. And another one of my favorite burgers I've ever had is actually a veggie burger, and it's made out of beets, and it's from a place called North Star Cafe in Columbus, Ohio.
Now, usually when I think of a veggie burger, I usually see a portobello mushroom.
Right, and this one was like a mixture of beets and all this other special ingredients that's kind of a secret that lots of people try to replicate because it's so good.
Right. Well, that's cool. That's new. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, you should try it.
And my papa and I actually have burger contests, and he actually just said he wanted to do another one. We've already had two contests, and we have themes for the contest. The first one was Mexican, and I won that one.
Nice.
And the second one was, can't remember. He won that one. Actually, I think the second one was just a create your own burger. Just whatever flavors you wanted. And he won that one. So we're scheduling a date sometime soon. And it's going to be a tropical theme.
Very cool.
We're having a rematch.
Awesome. Do you know what you're going to make yet?
I'm not sure. I went to Hawaii, and they have a burger called the Loco Moco, which has, like, this fried egg on it, and there's, like, this special sauce, and, oh, it's to die for. So good. So, do you have a favorite easy Slumber Wonder recipe that you can share with our listeners?
I do. In the Critter Shindig Slumber Party, which is an all-animal party, there's a super easy and fun recipe. And you just ask a parent to help you make some blue gelatin. So you just follow the directions on a Jell-O box. And then you pour the liquid, once it's cooled, into a clear plastic cup. And then you let the gelatin solidify in the refrigerator. So you can just put the cups on a tray. And when they're ready, you take your finger and just push some Swedish fish or any gummy fish into the blue gelatin. And it looks just like a little fish bowl. And it's pretty cute.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I want to make them. Just like little fish swimming.
Yep, that's really cute.
Now, when you're not a busy rider, what's your favorite pastime?
I love to travel, and I plan all of my trips around where we're going to eat. I just love to discover new food.
That's just like me.
Yeah, exactly. I love to just try new food and, you know, try a new restaurant in a new city and eat with the locals. And I recently moved to Chicago, so my new favorite hobby is just to try all the great restaurants around here and, of course, eat some deep dish pizza and some hot dogs.
Oh, we're so alike. Lumber parties. And when I travel, we plan, like, our whole trip around food. Where we're going to eat, like, all the famous, like, little local restaurants and hole in the walls.
Definitely.
The famous food there.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly what I do. There's never enough meals in the day to go to all my places, you know, that I want to go to.
No, there isn't. What advice do you have for kids who have a dream?
I would say just be brave enough to follow your dreams and be willing to work hard. And, you know, it's one thing to want something, but it's another thing to do something about it. And you really got to fight for it. And don't ever think you're too young, because I wanted to be a writer since I was very young. And you're a great example as well. You know, if you're passionate about something, you're never too young to get started.
Well, thank you. That's great advice. Now, I think we need to have a slumber party together.
Definitely.
In the back of the book, I love the perforated slumber party planners. And how long did it take you to put together all the ideas for the book?
Well, from the start to finish, like when I was asked to write the book and then actually seeing the book in the bookstores, was probably about a year and a half. But the actual brainstorming part takes only a couple weeks, because that's the most fun part, is coming up with the ideas. So I'll jot down notes, but then I have to make sure those ideas actually work. And that takes a little bit more time and a little bit more testing of the recipe and craft ideas. And then I'll start writing everything after that.
It's kind of like my recipes for this show.
Definitely.
Yes. Well, we have to, like, we have to make sure we have all of the, recipes, like, we don't have, like, two of, like, the same kind of ideas. Like, we have, like, don't have a trail mix and then have, like, a different kind of snack mix or something like that, or anything like that. So, it's just like that. But now, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
I would make a sandwich, because this reminds me of a crazy recipe my dad always makes, and he learned it from his dad. And it's a peanut butter, mayonnaise, and cheese sandwich on toasted bread. And it sounds so gross, but it's so good. And I bet if you could throw some pickles on there, it would be delicious.
My mom and my uncle actually used to eat that.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
With the peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Uh-huh. It's really good.
Well, Ms. Aubrey, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thanks so much for having me. It was really fun.
You've shown us that getting together with friends is fun and that sleepovers can be perfect parties. If you want to find out more about Miss Aubrey and her books, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. One lucky person will win a copy of Miss Aubrey's American Girl book, Slumber Wonders. Just comment on my website, my Facebook page, or tweet me. I'll announce the winner on the next show. Pack up your sleeping bag and grab your pillow. We'll be right back after the break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Glad you're back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredients are wheat and pineapples. First, let's talk about wheat. Wheat is a member of the grass family and produces a one-seeded dry fruit commonly called a kernel. Wheat originated in the Euphrates and Tigris River Valley near what is now Iraq. Ceres, the Roman goddess and protector of grain, gave grains their common name today, cereal. Wheat is grown in 42 out of the 50 states of the United States. Almost half of the wheat grown in the U.S. is used domestically. One bushel of wheat weighs about 60 pounds, and one bushel of wheat yields approximately 42 pounds of white flour. In 1683, the first bagel rolled into the world. A baker from Vienna, Austria, reshaped the local bread so that it resembled the king's stirrup. The new bread was called a bugel. The traditional bagel is the only bread product that is boiled before it is baked. 85 billion tortillas were consumed in 2000 in the U.S., not including tortilla chips. Here is a recipe for my prosciutto wrapped breadsticks. Ingredients: 1 box of breadsticks, 1 package of sliced prosciutto, and 1/2 cup of Dijon or Creole mustard. Directions: cut the prosciutto into bacon-sized slices. Wrap 1 slice around each breadstick, starting at the top all the way to the bottom. Serve with mustard on the side for dipping. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at KidChefElianna. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm KidChefElianna. So, you know where to find me. Now, let's explore pineapples. The pineapple is native to Paraguay and Brazil. In 1398, the first written record of the word pineapple in English was recorded. Pineapples on the Caribbean island of Guadalupe were found in 1493 by Christopher Columbus and were taken back to Spain. Pineapples became popular with sailors after Columbus introduced them to Spain because it protected against scurvy. In 1660, the first pineapple arrived in England. The Spanish are credited with introducing pineapples to Hawaii. Now, the state is one of the top pineapple producers in the world. James Dole, the Pineapple King, started his first pineapple plantation in Hawaii in 1900 and opened his first cannery in 1901. Gosh, I'm so jumbled. 212,000 tons of pineapples were produced in Hawaii in 2005. Here's a recipe for my pineapple and pork skewers. Ingredients: 1 pound of pork tenderloin, cubed into skewer size, 1 can of pineapple chunks, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of chili sauce, 1 cup of pineapple juice, and 1/8 cup of soy sauce. Directions: marinate the pork for 30 minutes. Soak bamboo skewers in water for 30 minutes prior to grilling. This helps so that they won't catch fire. Mix chili sauce, pineapple juice, brown sugar, and soy sauce in a bowl. Place pineapple and pork on skewers. Grill for 20 minutes, being sure to turn skewers to cook all sides. Serves 4. You can find all these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com. Or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tip is spice substitutes. A recipe calls for a certain spice, and you've run out. Well, I've got some spice substitutes to save the day. You need chili powder. Substitute a dash of hot sauce plus equal measures of ground cumin and oregano. You need ground cumin. Substitute chili powder. You need ground cloves. Substitute ground allspice, cinnamon, or nutmeg. You need ground allspice. Substitute ground cinnamon, nutmeg, or cloves. You need 1 teaspoon of dry mustard. Substitute 1 tablespoon of yellow mustard. You need 1/8 teaspoon of ground cayenne pepper. Substitute 2 to 3 dashes of hot sauce. You need paprika. Substitute 1 pinch of ground cayenne pepper. Don't add any more because it's way hotter than paprika. Today's kitchen tool is a blender. The blender is a machine that can chop and blend food with blades in an airtight container that is plugged into the wall. Stephen Poplowski, owner of the Stevens Electric Company, invented the first blender in 1922. The earliest commercially successful blender was called the Waring Blender. It was named after orchestra leader Fred Waring because the inventor, Frederick Osius, needed investment money. He went to Waring because the maestro had an ulcer and one of the meals prescribed by his doctor was pureed raw vegetables. Blenders have different settings that allow you to mix, puree, and whip ingredients. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here's a recipe for my dad's Tutti Frutti smoothie. Ingredients: 1 cup of crushed ice, 3/4 a cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of vanilla yogurt, 1 banana, 1/2 a cup of mangoes diced, 1/2 a cup of strawberries sliced, and 1 tablespoon of sugar. Directions: place the ice, milk, yogurt, and banana in the blender and blend. Add mangoes, strawberries, and sugar and blend until smooth. Serves 2. Now, as I told you, I went to Disney World over the Thanksgiving break with my grandparents, uncle, and cousins. We had a blast. Now, the first day, we went to Magic Kingdom, and I was the planner for the whole trip. So I just planned out where we would go, and I was a navigator, but navigator, I didn't turn out so well. I was bad at directions. So we walked through Main Street in Magic Kingdom, and we went to Tomorrowland. So in Tomorrowland, we had a bunch of rides there. Now, we went to the Space Mountain ride, but we had fast passes. So we went. It's a ride where it's 3-2 a rocket, and you pull the bar down, and then you start off, and it's like really dark, and it's like glow, like these little like glow in the dark things inside the, like with planets and stuff, and inside like the ride, and you're going through, and you're like woohoo, and you're screaming for the fun, and in the very beginning of the ride, they take a picture, but you don't notice it. And my picture, I look scared, and I don't know why. And my Nana, her face, she has her eyes closed, and she's scrunching, and we haven't even started the ride yet. That's how scared she was. We went to Stitch's Great Escape, which is like a kind of a show slash ride. It's not really a ride. But you sit down and you pull the bars down because they have speakers, and Stitch, he's a level 3 and he escapes. It's kind of like a simulation ride, but you just sit there and like he burps in your ear because he stole somebody's chili dog and a bunch of other things, and it stinks in there. So we went to Fantasyland and we did some rides in Fantasyland. We did Thunder Mountain Railroads. That one was fun, but that one didn't have a picture. We went to Frontierland, where there was Frontierland is where Big Thunder Mountain Railroads was. And Adventureland, we didn't really do much in Adventureland, but that was pretty much it for Magic Kingdom. We did a lot more, but I just don't have enough time for it. And while we were there, I met Chef Robert Gilbert, who is Disney's executive chef. We had a nice chat. Mix, puree, and whip. We're off to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids. It's almost showtime. Tune into Curtain Call every week for the latest happenings from the world of theater. It's news and reviews, both on stage and behind the scenes. If you've ever wanted to be a stage actor, theater director, or work behind the scenes in production, this is the show for you. Your hosts have been there and done that, and will answer all of your questions right on the air. Listen for Curtain Call. Weekly performances are happening Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating chili pepper. Mexico grows more than 140 varieties of chili peppers. One out of every four people on the planet eat chilies every day. Capsaicin is the burning sensation that makes chili peppers so appealing to the culinary thrill seekers. Now, don't drink any water when your mouth is on fire. The capsaicin will not mix with the water, but it will spread the hotness in your mouth. Not a good idea. When spicy foods are consumed, the common reaction of the body is to sweat, particularly on the forehead. Now, instead of drinking water, drink milk or put sugar in your mouth until it goes away. Chili peppers contain more vitamin A than carrots, especially the red chilies. Did you know that the green chile has more vitamin C than citrus fruits? Chiles make it easier to stick to a healthy diet because it gives food more flavor. They can also help you lose weight by increasing your metabolism. Here's a recipe for easy bolognese. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 4 cloves of garlic minced, 1 small onion diced, 1 pound of ground chuck, 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, 1.5 cups of crushed tomatoes, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, freshly ground, 1 teaspoon of honey, and 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan. Directions: in a large saute pan, heat olive oil over medium heat. Add onions and garlic and saute until translucent. Add ground chuck and brown, breaking meat apart until the meat is fine. Once brown, add the tomato paste and crushed tomatoes. Mix and add the remaining seasonings. Reduce the heat to medium-low and stir occasionally. Cook for another 20 minutes. When the pasta is ready to serve, add Parmesan. If you wish, you can stir in your favorite al dente pasta with a little pasta water. Salt and pepper to taste. Serve with warm garlic asiago flatbread. Here is the recipe for garlic asiago flatbread. Ingredients: 1 cup of self-rising flour, 1 cup of vanilla Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 cloves of fresh garlic, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 cup of grated Asiago. Direct. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Knead together self-rising flour and vanilla Greek yogurt. If the dough is too sticky, then add more flour until you get the right consistency. Roll the dough into a thick circle. Rub the top with olive oil and raw garlic. Top with salt and Asiago. Bake for 18 to 20 minutes. Serve warm. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is Holiday Moose Munch, the one that I mentioned earlier. Ingredients: 2 egg whites beaten with 2 tablespoons of water, 1 cup of walnut halves, 1 cup of pecan halves, 1 cup of pistachios, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of freshly ground nutmeg, a fourth of a teaspoon of ground cloves, 1 cup of honey roasted peanuts, 1 cup of craisins, 1 cup of dried cherries, 1 cup of dried pineapple chunks, and nonstick cooking spray. Directions: preheat your oven to 275 degrees. After beating the egg whites with water, add walnuts, pecans, and pistachios. Stir to coat well. Combine sugar and spices and add it to the egg/nut mixture. Stir well. Spray the nonstick cooking spray onto a baking sheet. Thinly spread mixture onto the baking sheet. Bake for 30 minutes. Stir several times while baking to prevent clumping and sticking. Cool. Add the peanuts, craisins, cherries, and pineapple. Store in an airtight container. Serve 24. Hey, young chef. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. Here is a recipe for my cake mix pancakes. This is such a fun dish to make at a slumber party, and your friends will be like, "You can't make pancakes out of cake mix." Right. Ingredients: 2 cups of moist yellow cake mix, 2 large eggs beaten, 2 tablespoons of oil, and 3/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon of water. Directions: combine all the ingredients into a bowl. Pour 1/4 cup of batter onto the griddle over medium heat. Serves 4. Here's another creative cuisine idea. This is the recipe for swamp punch. Ingredients: 1 2-liter bottle of 7-Up or Sprite, chilled, and 1 tub of lime sherbet. Directions: pour the 7-Up or Sprite into a punch bowl. Drop in several scoops of lime sherbet. Mix and add more scoops of sherbet to float on top. Throw in some cranberries to make it look more Christmassy. This makes a great party punch. Hey, young chef, it's time for cooking crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make sugar snowman holiday cards. Supplies: construction paper, blue, orange, and brown, a pencil, Elmer's glue, granulated sugar, and peppercorns. Step 1. Fold the blue construction paper in half, hamburger style, and write a holiday message inside the card before you start the snowman on the front. Step 2. Take a pencil and draw 3 circles on top of each other from biggest to smallest. Step 3. Fill the 3 circles with glue and pour the sugar over them. Shake the sugar around the card over a trash can to coat the circles. Step 4. Add 2 dots of glue for eyes in the smallest circle and place 1 peppercorn in each dot. Step 5. Add 3 dots of glue for buttons in the medium circle and place 1 peppercorn in each dot. Step 6. Cut out 2 brown branches for arms and an orange carrot for the nose. Step 7. Glue 1 arm on each side of the medium circle and the nose underneath the eyes. Step 8. Add a few dots of glue for the mouth in the smallest circle underneath the nose and place 1 peppercorn for each dot. Now you can send your holiday cards. There's no place like home for the holidays. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. Now, let me finish my trip about Disney World. So, the next day after Magic Kingdom, we went to Epcot. And at Epcot, we went to they have 11 different countries, including the United States. And you go to all the different countries, and my cousins and I all bought passports, and we get them stamped at each country, and they write a little comment, usually saying, "Welcome to," and then they have that country's name, and then they say, or sometimes they'll say, "Dear blah blah blah," and they'll put your name there, but they write it in their language, and it's so cool, and that they have these little stamps that you add, and they have spots for them they have little sticker stamps that you put inside passport, and they have places for them, and you put them in there. And we went through all the countries, and that was so cool. And for the Animal Kingdom, which is the next day, we went on a safari, and we got to see different animals, and we got a roadblock because an animal was in the middle of the road, and we had to wait for it to cross because there are no fences. They get to roam free and everything. And then we also went to Expedition Everest, my like all-time favorite ride at Animal Kingdom. That was so like amazing. You go on them and they have like, you go on the ride and you have a Yeti, and it like, it's tearing, at one point you're in like this cave and it's like this silhouette of the Yeti and tearing apart the railroad tracks. But you stop in front of the, track is broken, and then all of a sudden you go backwards in the dark and you go on a, and it switches the tracks and you go in a different way. And then, that was awesome. And then we went to Hollywood Studios. We took Tower of Terror, which is like going up and down, and we're screaming. Rock and Roller Coaster, you start off at like 60 miles an hour. They blast you off, and you're doing loop-de-loops and upside and like barrel rolls. And that's a lot to say. But that's all for this week. And I leave you with this quote from Henry David Thoreau. You cannot dream yourself into a character. You must hammer and forge yourself into one. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week, but be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking!